This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate you very much. Freedom Matters USA Studios. This hour we're going to chat with Rich Wardner. Talk a little bit about his thoughts on measure number one. Held a press conference yesterday urging voters to go thumbs down on measure number one. That is, of course, the term limits measure. We're also going to talk a little bit about the second annual Cyber Awareness and Research Symposium, which is coming up tomorrow through the 31st at the University of North Dakota. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program as well. Rick Steves is here. Rick is of PBS fame. Joins us to talk about marijuana legalization. He's campaigning in favor of the legalization ballot measure in five different states. Rick, thanks for taking some time for us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So you're literally out there talking about this issue in five different states right now?
Not literally. I'm doing it virtually. I have every 2 years since we legalized in Washington State in 2012 gone on the road to different states as we work to take down the federal prohibition against marijuana and recognize the civil liberty of mature adult recreational use of marijuana.
Explain why this matters to you.
Well, I'm a travel writer. You know, people probably know me from my guidebooks about Europe or my TV show about traveling. And I guess I was thinking about that. For me, high is a place, and sometimes I want to go there. You know, if my government tells me I can't go to a place, if my government says I can't go to Cuba or I can't go to Palestine or I can't get enjoy marijuana, there should be a good reason. And there's no good reason for me not to have the civil liberty of enjoying marijuana. Now, I want to make it really clear. Marijuana is a drug. It can be abused. It can be dangerous. It can be addictive. It's not for kids. But to have it criminalized is counterproductive. And we've learned that because 10 years ago in Washington State, we were arresting 10,000 people a year. We had a thriving black market that rivaled apples selling marijuana. We decided, hey, let's take the crime out of it. Let's make it a highly regulated, highly taxed legal market. And maybe that'll be a smart move for our community. And it's worked out very well. We've got the numbers now. That's what's exciting. I mean, in the old days, 10 years ago, we had a lot of government propaganda, Reefer Madness kind of stuff that scared us. But, you know, we thought there's a practical solution to this rather than just locking up people. And we're really thankful for the change. We turned that billion-dollar, you know, criminal market, that black market, into a highly regulated legal market. And today it employs a lot of people. And we raised $550 million for our state capital, Olympia, last year, money that is not raised because more people are smoking pot because it's suddenly legal, but money that was being raised and enriching and empowering gangs and organized crime. And now that black market is gone and we've got a legal market and it's carefully regulated. And that money is invested in drug education programs and health programs in law enforcement and to help our government do a better job of dealing with this complicated problem of hard drug addiction, opioids and so on.
So how do you mitigate the bad stuff?
Well, the bad stuff, and we've got a lot of people, every time I go on the campaign path, Scott, I've done this, I spend a fair amount of money and a week of my time every 2 years talking common sense in different states. And now 19 states have legalized. They're all thankful they have. More than half of the population in the United States is free. I mean, I think your show is called Freedom Matters. Well, half of our society is free now. to enjoy the adult responsible use of marijuana within the laws. And we have people that talk against us. I call them the pot prohibition profiteers. There's a lot of companies, industries, people that make money because marijuana is illegal. And they're the people that pay for the opposition. And they talk as if we legalize marijuana in North Dakota, in this case, use will go up. And what I've learned, and this is my hunch from the start, is that marijuana is here. You can't wish it away. It's going to happen anyways. There's not a giant reservoir of decent law-abiding North Dakota citizens that would love to ruin their lives smoking pot if only it was legal. People who want to smoke pot do. And when you legalize it smartly, they can smoke pot as adult Americans exercising their civil liberty rather than criminals. So most of the, I mean, all of the, I think it's fair to say, arguments against legalizing are assuming use will go up. And we have the numbers now. In the old, you know, 10 years ago, when we were the first state to do this, we didn't have the numbers. We had the common sense hunch. But those numbers have been borne out. Use stays essentially the same. Teen use clearly does not go up. Road safety is not impacted. And you take a black market that may be thriving in your state and you turn it into a highly regulated and highly taxed legal market. And you have worked to take down this wrong-minded federal prohibition against marijuana that is based on lies and fear tactics. You know, the governors, Scott, of Washington and Colorado, who were not in favor of this when the people elected to do it 10 years ago, are now in favor of this because they can redirect their limited law enforcement resources to things that matter. They've gotten rid of that black market. And it's just common sense.
Questions or comments for our guest, Rick Steves, who is joining us to discuss marijuana legalization, campaigning in favor of the legalization ballot measure in five different states. Very simple for you to call us, 855-200-1776, extension 1, or extension 2, rather, or call or text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Texter says, you've got to be kidding having this pothead on. It was made for rope.
Oh, I hope that's not the standard intellect of your viewers. Marijuana was not made for rope. Hemp makes for rope. I'm wearing a hemp shirt right now. But what we have right now is a law that potheads are not supporting. I'm not a pothead. I think marijuana is a dangerous drug. The people who got together to challenge this federal prohibition 10 years ago in my state were legislators whose careers were built on the safety of young people and children. They were lawyers, president of the Bar Association. They were the Republican-appointed prosecuting attorney in our state. It was our elected city sheriff in Seattle. And we just decided if we want a smart policy to a persistent problem, we need to take the crime out of the equation and deal with it in a practical, pragmatic way. You know, over the years, I've seen how every state tailors the laws to their community. And North Dakota has a very smart and very conservative law that's Measure 2 that does not allow home grow. It does not allow public consumption. It allows employers to keep their rights in the workplace for whatever standards they want. It doesn't expunge the records of people who have been arrested in the past. And local communities can opt out. You also have a low tax rate, which is very smart, because if a state gets greedy and has a high tax rate on legal marijuana, that makes the price so high in a retail store that the black market can still thrive. And what we want to do is get rid of the black markets and take that money away from organized crime and gangs and put it into a legal business. If that caller would go into a dispensary, our retail outlet in any of the 19 states that have legalized now, they would be blown away by how shipshape it is, how strict it is. It feels like a cross between an Apple store and a pharmacy. I get carded when I go in. I'm 67 years old. I don't get carded for anything these days, but I can't step into a marijuana retail store without showing my identification to prove that I'm over 21. I believe that marijuana is a drug. It is not good for you. And when you legalize, more people don't smoke. You just take it off the street. You know, a lot of people say who care about the well-being of children and teenagers, they say that the most dangerous thing about a dangerous subject substance is when it's illegal and out on the street. And then, you know, shady characters that want to get you hooked on something more addictive and more profitable are selling the drug to our young people. Today, you have to go into a highly regulated retail store to get it. And for the kids, it's no longer so enticing. It's kind of gross. Grandma's rubbing it on her shoulders. So don't call me a pothead. You don't know who I am. I don't smoke marijuana very rarely. And I'm driven by civil liberty. I'm driven by states' rights. I'm driven by anti-racism. I'm driven by respect for law enforcement. I'm driven by an interest in learning what we learned from prohibition against alcohol 100 years ago. When people didn't finally say booze is good, they said the laws protecting us against the booze are causing more harm to our society than the booze itself. Today, we're learning the same thing about the federal prohibition against marijuana. So
Paul, if you would, Rick, we're going to continue after the break our conversation concerning a ballot item, one of the many decisions you'll have to make on Election Day. Legalization of marijuana in North Dakota. More after this.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of ice mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 442 acres of crop and pasture land in McHenry County, 159 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 1,620 acres of crop and pasture land in Emmons County, south of Bismarck, North Dakota, and 80 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and farm estate retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's for lunch today? PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab and go convenience. That's what. Thursday, you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents while you dine on scalloped potatoes and ham or hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sounds good, doesn't it? Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue location. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon and Meatloaf on 45th. Back in our conversation with Rick Steves of PBS fame talking about regarding marijuana legalization. Some questions from our audience coming in here, but I also want to ask you, you talk about marijuana as a dangerous drug, yet at the same breath say this is something we should legalize. Right-size those two for me. Reconcile that. It seems like if we agree it's a dangerous drug, we certainly wouldn't want to legalize it.
Well, again, your assumption, Scott, is that if we legalize, more people will use it. And that's not the case. People already use it. You can't wish it away. And people who want to smoke pot do. And when you legalize it, all of a sudden you take it off the street and you put it into a well-regulated, like the equivalent of a liquor store. You know, alcohol is a dangerous drug also, and it's legalized and it's regulated. We tried criminalizing it, and it didn't work. So now we're doing with the same challenge. And it is complicated, and it is a little bit counterintuitive. But I think what's exciting to think is that the danger of marijuana is when it is abused. And when we treat it as an education challenge and a health challenge, we are more effective than if we just lock people up for using it. I just don't think that having a law on the books. Well, Mayor LaGuardia back in the 1930s when we were, you know, debating this whole alcohol prohibition thing, said when a society has a law on the books that it does not intend to enforce consistently across the board, the very existence of that law erodes respect for law enforcement in general. And right now we have a situation where half the country is has the right to smoke marijuana and half the country is still living in the days when people believed all of this reefer madness stuff. And, the government has spent billions of dollars trying to scare people into thinking that marijuana is the worst thing. It's scheduled as a Schedule I drug right up there with heroin, not because it's dangerous, but because in 1971, President Nixon was mad at the hippies for being mad at his war. And he asked his aides, what's that wacky weed those guys are smoking? Let's put it up there with heroin, and we can throw them in jail if they smoke it. And since then, millions of people have been arrested for this and have a record, and their lives are upturned. We've wasted billions and billions of dollars locking people up, and people smoke it quietly and secretly in their homes. I think that we've learned a lot now from our experience, and if we take the crime out of the equation, the roof doesn't fall. People continue smoking pot, but they do it in a way that's in the law-abiding, creative way. And you don't have kids smoking pot as much. Teen use is going down. So, yes, it's a dangerous drug. I do not support a pro-marijuana law. I've been at this for 20 years. I'm the chair of the board at NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And we are driven by a principled, commitment to civil liberties, and a pragmatic approach to using law enforcement smartly and getting rid of the black market and dealing with a very complicated problem, which is a federal prohibition against marijuana.
All right, a couple of questions here I want to get to. If marijuana is legalized, ask this listener, will the potency or strength of it be regulated?
The potency is not regulated now. When a drug is criminalized, it gets stronger. We went into prohibition against alcohol, a beer drinking nation, and we came out of it a whiskey and gin drinking nation. That's an important issue, and it needs to be dealt with smart packaging and smart education and smart advertising limits. Again, people who want marijuana get it right now in an illegal market where you don't know what you're getting. I think that when you make it part of the free market, you have good packaging, you have limits on the advertising. I don't know what the strength of the marijuana has to do with the question. I mean, the marijuana is a lot stronger now than it used to be, but it's still marijuana. It still gets you high. Nobody dies from it.
Texter says, this guy is not making any sense. Marijuana and all drugs have been abused for a very long time and will continue to be abused. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's going to be used by mature adults, like he claims.
Well, then that listener would probably want to make alcohol illegal again. And I don't think that works because it stokes the black market. You know, you can't wish marijuana away. People smoke marijuana. They always will. I find that when you take the crime out of the equation and you deal with it in a compassionate way, for one thing, it becomes less enticing to young people. you know, in the old days, people smoked a joint and they passed it around as a sort of a communion together. It was a solidarity thing. Now there's nothing, there's no mystique about marijuana. We've had legal marijuana in my community here. And if any of your listeners would walk with me through my town here in Washington, you'd be whistling the Andy Mayberry theme song with me. It's a charming place. And some people smoke pot and some people don't, just like in North Dakota. But those of us here who choose to smoke pot do so as law-abiding citizens. And those who don't, in your state, those who do it will do it as criminals, which I think is unnecessary.
All right, another question. I'm 100% opposed to legalizing pot, says this listener. As a former drug user, I believe it is a gateway drug. I'm sure your guest will disagree. I would agree to make the penalty for possession of an ounce or less a misdemeanor. Small fine, legalization, no.
Well, you know, I've spent 100 days a year in Europe learning about how Europe looks at the same problem because they've got drug abuse problems just like we do. And my European friends have reminded me that the only thing gateway about marijuana is that if it is illegal, it's sold on the street by people who have a vested interest in selling you something more addictive and more profitable. When I was working 10 years ago in Washington State to help pass the first law that legalized tax and regulated marijuana, we were endorsed by the Children's Alliance in our state. And just like in your state, the Children's Alliance would be a group of organizations whose mission is to look out for the well-being of young people. They debated this issue, and it was counterintuitive, but what they decided is the most dangerous thing about marijuana is if we're young people, if it's on the streets and being sold by criminals, and they endorsed our law to legalize, tax, and regulate marijuana because it was good for the well-being of young people and children in our society. I think your listeners have not really been in a community where marijuana is legal. Nobody has done this before. We've done it now. The governors of Washington and Colorado opposed these laws when we voted for them 10 years ago, and now they support these laws because the data is in. When we legalize smartly, use does not go up. It was already high, and it stays about the same. You can't make it go down. You can't lock everybody up. What's very important is teen use has actually gone down since we've legalized. In states where we've legalized, use is going down. In states like North Dakota, use is not going down among young people. The road safety is the same. You'll find our opposition cherry picks the data. But if you look across the board, Scott, 19 states, half the population of our country have the law that you're going to be voting on in North Dakota. And there's no statistical difference in road safety from one state to the other as it relates to is marijuana legal here or not. And again, that's because marijuana is already being smoked, and the same amount will be smoked after the election.
We're going to leave it there. We're out of time. Measure number two. Folks will have to decide come election day.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk made a big splash on Twitter with a video of himself walking into the tech giant's headquarters ahead of his takeover of the company. Musk, who is set to officially have ownership of Twitter by Friday, shared a clip of himself walking into Twitter's lobby while carrying a sink. Musk said, "Entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in." Railroad managers and union representatives will head back to the bargaining table after a second union voted to reject President Biden's tentative agreement. The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, representing more than 6,000 workers, announced its members voted down the tentative deal yesterday. All 12 railroad unions need to independently approve the deal to avoid a strike next month, which would endanger the national supply chain. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated on this Thursday morning. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. And let's see, a few of your comments that came in related to our guest, who is pro-Measure 2, the marijuana measure. Texter says, if you tell lies long enough and loud enough, you'll begin to believe them. The guest is proof of that. Another said, I never trust a fast talker or one that falls asleep mid-sentence. All right. Sorry, this guy sounds like the guy from Office Space in the basement with his red stapler. Oh, you got a sense of humor about you, don't you? Alcohol is the gateway drug. Vote no, says another. I feel like I'm listening to Tommy Chong. I can't take him seriously, says another. All right. A lot of you not agreeing with our Measure 2 guest, advocating in favor of that. Vast majority of our audience, I think, is against it, as am I. So, but you've heard both sides now, so it makes sense. 27 before the top of the hour, we're joined now by Rich Wardner, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader. Rich held a press conference this week talking about measure number one. Rich, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, Scott. Appreciate being on your show.
Look forward to the conversation. So tell us a little bit about the press conference and what you advocated for.
Well, first of all, we advocated a no vote on measure one. And, of course, the people that were there were Eric Spencer from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, Catherine Grinberg from the Fargo-Moorhead Chamber, Amy Kopas from the North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders, Russ Hansen from the AGC or the the AGC. And then you got Erica Kenner from the Stockmans, Pete Hannibal from Farm Bureau, Bob Kluwen from the Farmers Union. We also had a person from the Bismarck Chamber there and Minot Chamber. And so the group and plus Chet Pollard and myself all spoke against Measure 1 and all had very good reason. So that was the press conference, and it showed solidarity from a lot of groups in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, that's obviously a wide spectrum of support there. Tell us your reason for opposing Measure 1.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's necessary. When you take a look at the statistics, go back to 2011 and then fast forward to 2023, the session coming up. In the Senate, there will only be 13 people that served in 2011 that will be back. for the 2023 session. And keep in mind, there's still an election. There are a couple of situations that there could be a couple more down. So it could be 11 or 12. That comes out to a 72.3. I should repeat, 70.2 or 72.3% turnover in 12 years. Now we move over to the House of Representatives, and there will only be 27 coming back from the 2011 session to the 2023. That is a 71.3% turnover. We are turning over, and I think that it's important that we keep some knowledge in the legislature, some leadership there. And you know that the days of people, you know, going 40 years and even 30 years is over, because right now it's getting less and less and less. It used to be people were elected for, you know, at least 25, 30 years, and then, you know, 30, 40, that was not uncommon, but not anymore. People have got work and people have got other things going. So it's not needed. And a lot of people are really concerned that now their rights are going to be taken away, that they won't be able to pick the individuals they want to represent their district. It'll be dictated by the whole state.
So, I was going to ask you a little bit about the downside. That would be part of that, just, you know, I guess less choices, or, you know, forcing a particular choice that you might like out of the race, I guess, right?
Well, that's right. And keep in mind, we are a citizen legislature. By the way, so that your listeners know, Rich Wardner is done. Rich Wardner is a lame duck. Rich Wardner personally has nothing to gain. But the state that I love, the state that I've worked for, has a lot to lose if they go with term limits. Legislators live with their constituents. They see us in the grocery store. They see us at community activities. They are constantly visiting with us. We are not professional politicians, like some of the ads have said that are for term limits. We're not. And so, we, like I said, we have other jobs and we work hard. They work hard. And in four sessions, that's all they'd be limited to. They're just finally getting up to par on a lot of issues that they're able to make good decisions. And you need that leadership, and you need those people with longevity and institutional memory to kind of keep things going on an even keel. Keep in mind, Scott, when you talk about the retirement systems in the state of North Dakota, the oil and gas distribution, K-12 funding, when you talk about highway trust funds and how that's laid out, the water funding in the state, investment of the Common Schools Trust and the Legacy Fund, and then talking about the budget and realizing that you have a general fund, a special fund, and federal funds that come into the state, that's a lot of information for anyone to take in. And so it takes time to have a complete understanding. We need some people with more than 8 years of experience.
Yeah, you obviously, as a leader, had the responsibility to make sure you had candidates that were out there. Is that tough to do?
Well, it is. It's tough to find people that want to serve and that are responsible and have some background. It's just like when I was coaching basketball and football. We're always looking for good talent. We're always looking for people that wanted to work hard, that were overachievers. And I'll tell you, it's hard to find those kind of people that want to serve, because they all have families and they all have things that they are doing in their professional lives, and they just can't afford to give it up. So, I just feel that when you get a good talent, and you want to keep them for a while. And, you know, I, as a leader, you know, I had some good talent that I was able to put in key positions that made good decisions, informed decisions for the state of North Dakota, not by the seat of their pants.
We're chatting with Rich Wardner, and we're talking about one of two measures that are on the North Dakota ballot come Election Day. This is constitutional measure number one, which would create term limits for state legislators and the governor. One of our listeners is asking to ask you why the president has a term limit then.
Why the president has a term limit? Well,
yeah.
That's a national issue. In the state of North Dakota, we have no control over that. That is something that was done quite a while ago. But when we talk about North Dakota and Washington, believe me, there is a big difference. And a lot of people get caught up with the idea what happens in Washington happens in Bismarck. And that is absolutely false. Scott, I'm going to tell you right now, most of the legislators, there's 141 of them. And I'm going to say a small percentage are there for themselves, 2%. The rest of them are there because they care about the state. They want to do what's best. They do listen to the people. And that's what's important.
Interesting point. And another question here from a listener. Do you believe term limits would win on the ballot?
Well, there are a lot of people that are upset. And it all comes from the COVID thing where we had, you know, first of all, we had masking. The state of North Dakota never, never, as a legislature, mandated masking. And we made sure that it wouldn't happen in the future because we took away the executive power of the governor. I mean, he can do an executive order, but it only lasts for 30 days. We corrected that. And a lot of the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates came down from the federal government. However, Scott, there are some people that think that the state can tell the federal government where to go. And that is not true. You cannot. And they have the purse strings. For example, when we talked about the vaccination and the hospitals, Medicaid payments, they can take them away. Hospitals would have to close up. OSHA was in control of the small businesses. So there are those that actually think that the state of North Dakota can tell the federal government where to go, and that is not true.
We have about a minute left. What else do you want to tell folks about
question? My last things I would say is that I really wonder where the funding is coming for this. It's all coming from out of state. We know right now about $800,000 is coming from out of state versus $6,000 in state for those pushing that. And I really have a problem with the ads when they say 36 states have term limits. Well, Scott, that's a misnomer. Yeah, for governors, but for legislators, there's 15. And then there are six states that decided not to do it. They had it and they took it away. Using mistruths and lies really bothers me.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this final thing. As we finished up the press conference, an individual that came up there and did a post said, all these legislators are here on state dollars. We are not. We are not. We were there on our own time and our own money.
Great point. Yeah, and because other states do it doesn't mean North Dakota needs to do it, so bad idea. I'll be voting with you. Thanks, Rich. Term limits. It's called Election Day.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today, And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow has given me good night's sleep, which I need. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest is on the towel set. Towels aren't something you think about often. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. I mean, these towels actually dry you off, and most towels don't, so... You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. And Mike is now changing the game with his 6-piece towel set made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent. It still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Typically, that would retail for $89.98. Now, for a limited time, get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code SCOTT. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the 6-piece towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too. Promo code SCOTT. Or call 800-506-9028 for these great radio specials. Prakash Ranganathan is here. Ranganathan. There you go. Director of the Center for Cybersecurity Research and Associated Professor of Electrical Engineering at UND's College of Engineering and Mines. Back with us to talk a little bit about the second annual Cyber Awareness and Research Symposium coming up in the next couple of days. Prakash, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, this is a hybrid event that is free and open to the public with registration. The symposium takes place Friday, the 28th, is virtual, and the event on Monday, the 31st, will be in person and located in the Memorial Union Ballroom. You can find out more about the event on the engineering.und.edu/research website. Prakash, tell us a little bit about the second annual event. What's happening?
Great. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to promote the event. You know, October is the month of cybersecurity. You know, as a doctoral research university, we have an obligation to promote awareness to our community. So we are organizing this National Cybersecurity Research Symposium, you know, with the 2 days, you know, awareness and research track, you know, from experts across the country, you know, talking regarding what is the cyber threats going on in power grid, banking, supply chain, risk management, and UAS areas. So how do we protect ourselves from our data? How do we protect our critical infrastructures? So we have a very fully packed agenda that includes a great panel discussions and student poster session across the country. Several universities from the country are participating and exhibiting their research. So public is invited, and everyone is invited. Registration is still open, so feel free to get registered.
So give me a couple of examples of how we protect ourselves. What you'd suggest, what best practices are out there?
Well, I think, you know, there are a lot of scams and frauds going on across different age groups. You know, for example, specifically across seniors, there are nice discussions going on at a talk scheduled on how seniors can protect themselves on different types of scams, you know, ranging from, could come from tech support, non-payment, identity theft, personal data breach, you know, so, and it gives you, this symposium also educate our community by making sure that they have a layered architecture, make sure they have, you know, multi-layered, you know, they make sure they have phone reserved, phone banking, you know, make sure they have code identity theft protection is actually this register for identity theft protection and password management to make sure they have a good way to manage the password and how frequent they should change the password, a combination of password management, a good diligence in actually, you know, keeping track of what's going on, you know, would help us, will help them to make sure the cyber hygiene practices. So we have a lot of examples to showcase during the event, so I encourage participants to come and learn more.
What is the you know, example of something that's becoming more and more prevalent? What's on the rise?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of phishing scams, a lot of real estate scams, confidence fraud and romance scams, you know, happening, you know, investment scams. You know, cybersecurity is going to be for, you know, 100% we can protect in, you know, and attacks are going to happen all day. You know, I think all, you know, 24/7. You know, it's important to be vigilant to see how we can able to minimize the effects on our end. So to make sure that requires frequent monitoring of your credit reports, frequent monitoring of your, you know, whatever the things that you're doing in terms of the online registration that you've done in your account management of utilities and whatnot. So so threats are all over, you know. So we have different types of fraud and scams, you know, that we'll detail during the event. So, yeah.
That sounds great. And this is a heck of a opportunity to take advantage of this and really be ahead of the game. Second Annual Cyber Awareness and Research Symposium, the 28th and the 31st. Hybrid event is free and open to the public with registration. Symposium takes place on Friday the 28th. Is virtual. The event on the 31st will be in person. And again, the Center for Cybersecurity Research and Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering joining us today to talk a little bit about this at UND's College of Engineering and Mines. Prakash, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and glad you're doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you, one and all. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.